Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Larry, are you with us down Southland?
I'm on my landline telephone, just doing well.
Oh, good, good. I wanted to read here from 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 through 4. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, which actually is peace and security, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, you are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Now, if you look up the word peace, kind of interesting, it means peace, like they say it does, but by implication, prosperity, also quietness or at rest. And the word safety means security, certainty, or safety. Now, I want to read to you from the actual Abraham Accords peace agreement. And I'm not saying this is the one, but I am saying that this was a highly suspicious move on the part of Trump, Kushner, and the others. And anyway, it's titled Abraham Accords Peace Agreement. Larry, jump in anywhere. Treaty of Peace, Diplomatic Relations and Full Normalization between the United Arab Emirates and the State of Israel. And one other came to join that, too. Anyway, this is kind of interesting. Aspiring to realize the vision of a Middle East region that is stable, peaceful, prosperous. Remember the word prosperity. Desiring to establish peace, diplomatic and friendly relations, cooperation and full normalization of ties between them and their peoples. Now I'm going to jump down. Determined to ensure lasting peace, stability, security, and prosperity. What did we learn about the word about prosperity? Folks, this thing is loaded. Reaffirming their shared commitment to normalize relations and promote stability. Okay, here's another one. To foster in the Middle East a reality in which Muslims, Jews, Christians, and all people of all faiths, denominations, beliefs, and nationalities live in and are committed to a spirit of coexistence, mutual and understanding, and mutual respect. So this is an amalgamation of all the religions, basically, of the world, all coming together in mutual respect for each other. Now, you might remember that the Lord Jesus Christ said that all who came before me and all who come after me are liars and not fit to listen to, basically, is what he claimed. Anyway, they have agreed as follows. The establishment of peace, diplomatic relations and normalization, peace, diplomatic relations, and full normalization of bilateral ties are hereby established. Now, the parties, this is very important, The parties shall be guided in their relations by the provisions of the Charter of the United Nations and the principles of international law governing relations among states. They shall recognize and respect each other's sovereignty and their right to live in peace and security. Remember what it said when they say peace and security. Now, down below a little ways, they say peace and stability. Basically, the same thing as security. What do you think about that, Larry?
Well, the wording seems to be very bold and actually prophetic. And what's interesting is they're kind of playing with the words, but they've got down what pretty much we were kind of told to watch for.
Yes, it's amazing. And the tie to the United Nations, the fourth beast of Daniel, right there in the treaty. And he said, here's another one. This treaty does not affect and shall not be interpreted as infecting in any way the rights and obligations of the parties under the Charter of the United Nations. Now, the United Nations, folks, is a communist operation from start to finish. It's got a communist charter. We signed on to State Department Document 7277, Peace and Security, basically, is what it is. It's about giving our militaries over to the United Nations peace forces. And anyway, it's subject to Articles 103 of the Charter of the UN in the event of any conflict between the obligations of the parties. So the UN is right in the middle of this registration. This treaty shall be transmitted to the Secretary General of the United Nations for registration in accordance with the provisions of Articles 102 of the Charter of the United Nations. I hope people understand how powerful the United Nations actually is, and it is a communist operation, as I have said before, from start to finish. The UN is probably behind Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And the UN and China are deeply involved with each other, as is WHO and the CDC. We're watching a communist coup right here. However, it's interesting that is this the beginning of Daniel 9:27 and the covenant with many? And is that covenant the same covenant where the 10 kings sign on in the book of Revelation? It's in Revelation 17. And 10 kings receive a kingdom. Now, there's a lot of argument and debate over who the 10 kings are. However, I think we can rule out that it is the United Nations and their 10 bioregions, because the UN at New York City is destroyed. They would not destroy themselves. So by the process of elimination, we come to 10 Arab, probably Arab kings, and some have said OPEC or OAPEC as the most likely rise of these kings, where the Arab coalition that is now forming before our eyes give their power over to the UN, just as it more or less says right here in the treaty. So it's very, very interesting. And what do you think, Larry? This is kind of weird, too, that Trump is being given all the credit for all of this. The great peacemaker who's now been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Actually,
well,
he has done something that Obama never did. So,
well, he's not being given credit by the U.S. media or the Democrats or the rhinos. They're all against this. And it's very shocking that, You know, they were really big on the Oslo Accords and all of that time frame that went on. But now, and I'm sure if it was Biden doing this, they'd be out right behind it. But it's so odd that, you know, they're just simply not going to give him any credit for anything. You know, even a few minutes of peace in the Middle East, they won't credit him for it. It's a type of insanity. It, you know, and you know, I know I mention it often, you know, but America's in the midst of a coup. It's a communist coup, but, well, convincing them of that is rather difficult.
Yeah.
They're not, and we don't know exactly what Trump's role is. I've always been very suspicious because we have a two-party system, so-called, but in reality it's not. It's a one-party system with two snakeheads, and nothing has changed, and nothing is being done to the people who deserve to be put into prison. They're not going to be. In fact, Brennan was just given a walk, and that should show you where these guys are going with their so-called investigations. And every time I turn on the media, I hear, oh, they're going to arrest them now. We've got the goods on them now, and they're going to be in Gitmo very quickly, and nothing ever happens. That's been going on now for what, Larry? It's almost 4 years that they were going to go to Gitmo.
Yeah, it's very interesting. For 4 years, we've heard basically that we've got all the evidence we need to oust Trump from the presidency. And when you come right down to it, they have absolutely nothing. It's all smoke and a whole lot of mirrors around that smoke. And then at the same time, you know, you're hearing for 4 years that, oh, we're going to expose the ones doing the coup, the ones that are committing treason. And what do you find? Nothing but endless investigations that are only smoke and more mirrors. But, you know, the common denominator, Stuart, the common denominator isn't Trump, and it really even isn't Biden particularly. The common denominator is a deep state monster doing this, and they're playing both sides.
Yep, exactly. Donald Trump, when he's out there, they've come up with a new chant. I don't know if you guys have heard it out there, but it's "We love you" at his rallies.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, while the MSM dump the Donald, no matter what he does, it appears that millions do like Trump, and if the hand of the Lord is upon him, he will be reelected to finish out whatever role in Israel or whatever role for judgment he has for the United States. And we are, folks, coming under judgment. Now, I want to get into this Hurricane Sally and its ties to what Trump, Bibi Netanyahu, and I can't pronounce the other people's names, but anyway, the peace agreement that they signed yesterday. Now, remember Hurricane Sally. Now, this is interesting because the name also means peace. Now, isn't that kind of interesting? Sally means princess, lady, noble woman for girls, and peace for boys. Isn't that kind of interesting? Now, is Sally a biblical name? Meaning, this name derives from the Hebrew Sarah, meaning woman of high rank, princess, or essence. The name refers to the wife of Abraham and the mother of Isaac, as described in the Hebrew Bible. Now, that's kind of interesting. The wife of Abraham coming in one day, Sally, making landfall, just one day, and I don't know how many hours, you know, but it did come in. Now, there's another thing that's kind of interesting, is something called a sally port door. I don't know if many people have heard about that, but you can look it up. A sally port is a secured, controlled entryway to a fortification or prison. The entrance is usually protected by some means, such as a fixed wall on the outside parallel to the door, which must be circumvented to enter and prevents direct enemy fire from a distance. Now, one might want to wonder concerning a sally port door and its reference to the upcoming rapture of the bride, when they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh upon them. They will not escape, but you, brethren, you will escape. Now, you might remember what Jesus said, pray always that you stand worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape all these things that are coming upon the earth. So I think we're being told a few things here. And the numbers are also very, very interesting. The pressure in millibars of Sally, when it made landfall at 4:45 a.m., was a coded 9/11. It was 9.65 millibars, which is a 9/11. Also of great interest is the time it made USA landfall, 4:45. First of all, that's a 13 if you add it up. Secondly, 44 is a 4/11. The very date the Lord pointed out in the heavens with two huge comets who passed over Satan's head, each a year apart, but exactly on 4/11. And that had to be by design. The number 5, of course, means grace, pointing out the church age, known as the Age of Grace, is about over. I think that we were told something by all of this. What do you think, Larry? Kind of interesting.
Well, it is, especially the connection with Sarah, and you know, at that happening about the time of this Abrahamic treaty that has just popped up. Very, very interesting timing. I don't think you could just call that a coincidence.
Yeah, even the name of the hurricane, when it came on shore exactly. I don't know how much damage it did, but from what I can see, it did a fair amount of damage. I got a daughter down there in that area, and I guess she came out all right. They lost some trees that fell down, but she's inland a ways. So I don't know. What have you got, Larry? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to just mention real quickly, because we are coming up on an election, if we have it. There's a new Barry Rothman code that he completed September the 13th, and he calls it basically Biden teleprompter answers. And he made a comment, and then I'll read his two codes. He says, mm-hmm. Biden gets teleprompter answers from Obama and T.J. Ducklow, who's a Democrat. You know, they're influencing all of his answers, and you know, he don't have to do anything but just look at the teleprompter. It's all programmed. But Barry Rothman indicates basically from this that because of what the code says, that Obama is the puppeteer and mm-hmm. Biden is the puppet according to the Torah codes. And so here's number one matrix. There's two matrices, but number one matrix, teleprompter. Number two, Obama. Number three, Russian. Number four, Biden. Number five, Ducklow. Number six, Clinton. Number seven, puppet. And then matrix number two is similar, but it's a little more explanatory. It's got eight wordings in it. Number one, teleprompter. Number two, Obama. Number three, puppeteer. Number four, puppet. Number five, answer. Number six, Ducklow. Number seven, Biden. Number eight, Barack. So I think Biden probably figured that Torah code out pretty much as it is, showing that Obama basically is the puppeteer. He's pulling all the strings, and Biden just simply a puppet.
Yeah, and isn't it kind of interesting that this wild, far left lady is now saying that it's Harris, I think. That's her last name, right?
Yeah.
It's a Harris-Biden administration.
Hey, Stuart, not only that, Biden today said it himself. He says that this was the new Harris-Biden administration, and I heard someone on Fox mention of the fact that, do you reckon Biden forgot that he was supposed to be president?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, folks, she's worse than Hillary Clinton. She is worse than Hillary Clinton. You don't want her to be president. A woman rides the beast. I often thought, well, that's probably Hillary because she's pretty nasty. But I understand that this woman is even worse from the articles you read. She's a rank hardcore leftist. And some of the stuff I guess she said are really, really bad for the American people. However, I really do believe that unless the hand is on Trump, there is a very good chance that the far left will win this. And the reason I believe that is because of the fourth beast of Daniel, which is the United Nations, which is a communist operation. And of all the visions that people have had about blue helmets patrolling America. And Larry, haven't they said that if Trump were to win, they were going to just raise havoc, which they all really are already. But I am under the impression that if Trump were to win it, they will challenge it and bring America down if they have to.
Yeah, they don't plan on losing this. And I've heard a number of people, including Napolitano and others on Fox, talking about the scenario that looks like it's forming and shaping up with all the Biden lawyers and attorneys. They're getting ready that whether Trump wins the election or not, they're not going to ever let it have a finality. What they're going to do is stall with the courts who are against Trump, and they're going to hold off long enough for Congress to have to step in, if you will, and probably Pelosi will be given charge to rule the country or appoint someone to rule the country. And once Trump loses that office, whether it's temporary or not, getting it back will almost be impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, and no matter which, though, well, maybe that's when the right-wingers bring out their guns and the revolution really does begin. It's already, there's been shootings and whatnot, so we know it's close. They're just escalating this, folks, over a period of time. And I really do believe that we're headed into a bad October, or bad, maybe the end of, we are coming up on Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. Now, what's interesting is Netanyahu closed down using the excuse of CV-19, which we now know is a total, basically, hoax. Not that it's not real. So when I use the word hoax, I mean the communists are writing it, exaggerating greatly all the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, I just heard, I can't think of the guy's name, but he's head of the CDC, was testifying before Congress, and he said, well, we really need everybody to wear masks. masks really do work. In fact, they're better, he says, than vaccine. What a liar. What an absolute liar. And he said, well, science has already proved it. No, science has proved just the opposite. He also said all that with kind of a smirk on his face. These guys are laughing at the American people. They really are laughing at them. And I guess I can understand why. It's so easy to fool these people. I don't know, Larry. Friday, I want to get into something. Now, a lot of you maybe have not heard of Ben Rich. Ben Rich was head of Lockheed Skunk Works. And some of the comments that he made are very, very interesting. So let me just read a couple of them. I'm going to pick up on this on Friday because the UFO sightings are going off the charts. The U.S., and this is Ben Rich, he's a quotes direct, just before he died. The U.S. Air Force has just given us a contract to take E.T. back home. We also know how to travel to the stars. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do. If you've seen it in Star Trek or Star Wars, we've been there and we've done that. We have things in the Nevada desert that are alien to your way of thinking, far beyond anything you see on Star Trek. Now, I want you to think about that, folks, with what Barry Rothman's come up with aliens, UFOs, arrival, et cetera, et cetera, high technology to fool the human race into accepting a false messiah. And what we just witnessed in Washington yesterday, what I have found out about the name Sally, and the Lord says he'll have his way in the whirlwind, and all of that, I think people should start connecting the dots and get ready for something coming that's really going to blow your mind away. Any last comments, Larry?
Yeah, they even around my area, southeastern Oklahoma, last month especially, there seemed to people were sighting multiple saucer craft. They were calling them real shiny discs. That
yep.
were flying over in the sky, and reports coming in everywhere that this is going on.
Yeah, I've seen one of those shiny flying discs. I was out in the yard playing with my two puppy dogs, which both weighed about 250 pounds, so we roughhouse a lot out there. But anyway, they're gone now. But this flying disc just flew by, no noise, no nothing, in and out of the blue sky and some clouds, and these things are real, folks. And as a professional pilot for many, many years, they had in their flight manuals how to report these things, but no pilot with half a brain would report them because it would not go well for you if you actually reported it. There's a big stigma about it for whatever reason. And anyway, what's your last word, Larry, other than maybe get ready?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got, like I believe Coverstone has been warning, we've got a September, October, November, December, maybe into January time frame of real, real trouble in America.
Yeah, and you can see it developing. And what with this peace agreement, I would think, because, folks, this peace agreement is absolutely, how do I word this, wrong. And God is probably extremely angry about it. After all, he gave that land to Israel, and now they're parceling it up to all the enemies of Israel. And I can't imagine the Lord being too happy about any of that. What do you say, Larry, about that?
Well, he has a different point of view than humanity does.
Yes. Yep, sure does. Well, anyway, folks, that's it for tonight. And take care. Heads up. If you haven't prepared, do so. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Good night.